Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Hello, and welcome again to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am Glovina Williams, and I want to remind you that often we do not step out on faith because we have some doubt as to our purpose, or we may lack precision of purpose. Hey, take on the challenge and ask yourself, what is my purpose? And then, come on, let's dig deeper. What am I called to do? What do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? Here I go with that question. What have you set aside because it didn't happen the first time you tried? Remember, often we do not step out on faith because we're lacking a bit of clarity. So let's clarify that, huh? You know, today, if you noticed, our podcast today is entitled The Survey. Yeah, the survey. You know, I don't know, but, you know, often I'm sure you get them as well. You can be banking online. You can shop online. You can even go online. You can go onto Facebook, and they want to take a survey. They want to ask you those questions. What? Though, listen, they've decided what information they're looking for, and they begin to, you know, ask those questions, those relevant questions, so that they can get a clear picture in their mind so that they can see what they may be lacking, what can be improved. And these surveys, they always have objectives, and they have an expected outcome. I know sometimes I click skip the survey. Even when I'm on YouTube, they'll say, take the survey. They'll ask me questions. And normally I say, skip the survey. Sometimes I do take a survey. But have you noticed if something isn't going quite right, if we find that something is difficult, hard to do, then we kind of say, yeah, I'm going to take this survey. Even sometimes when you call for customer service, they say, if you'll stay on the line, we'd like you to take a survey. And often they'll even tell you how short the survey is. It's only going to be 5 questions or 2 short questions, because they're seeking this information so that they can make some strategic goals, so that they can perhaps improve what they're doing. You know, I thought about a survey today. I thought about a survey, and I may, if we have time, I may invite you to participate in this short, beautiful survey, because I still want to emphasize to you that this is a season of prayer. Yes, it is. The next great move of God is going to be birthed through prayer. And as I was even thinking about this weekend, I said, wow, many of us, we have been praying, especially over the past year and a half, praying perhaps more intensely, perhaps deeper, perhaps more frequent. We've been praying more. So maybe we need to take a little survey and see how things are going. How can it be improved, or is it on point? You know, we have to often retrospect. Yeah. because retrospect is a survey as well. It's simply a review of, a review of our past course of events. It's just a basic dictionary definition that I've provided. To retrospect, it's to take a survey, review of past course of events or a period of time. Yeah. So listen, as we retrospect, as we take the survey, what we're doing is that we're reconsidering. We're recalling. And because surveys, it allows us to get some honest feedback even based upon our own personal lives. Yes. We can take a survey and we can actually review and examine our own opinion and our responses. Because that's why they take the surveys. They want to know, what are your responses? Is the information we're providing, is it useful? Was it easy? How can we improve in different areas? Survey responses, it helps us to confirm. Yeah, we can confirm. This was my experience. We can even reaffirm to ourselves and say, this is what I wanted to experience, but maybe it got a little challenging along the way. Oh, some of you are already tracking me. I can feel it. I promise you. Listen, surveys help us to keep the same course of action or perhaps change the course of action. It provides us with data so it can guide our decision-making. So we retrospect. We think back over experiences or past times. Yeah, how was it? Was it easy? Was it fun? Did you get, you know, did you hit some hiccups, some speed bumps along the way? You know, and then this helps us. This is really, I believe, the bottom line. This helps us to prospect. I mean, you know, the possibility of a better future occurring. Isn't that what we all want? Not just for ourselves, but for our loved ones, for our children, for people that are important to us, not just our small group, but this is what, my beloved, we want for humanity. Yeah. That the future events improve, that they get better. That's what surveys do. A survey is a review of past course actions or a period of time. So as you have been praying, can you think back? Can you, you know, can you just give us some, think about it, some feedback on how it has been? How has your journey in prayer, how has it been? And even as we look at Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I talked about this the other day, that faith, oh, listen to this. Faith is the evidence. Faith is what the invisible is actually made of. What you have thought about, your plans, the things that you would love to accomplish, listen, it's going to be made of faith. Some way, somehow, that faith that you have in your prayers and that you have in a brighter future, not just for yourself, but for humanity, that as this world, as this planet Earth is ascending to new heights and new levels, when we have that faith takes shape and form where it can be perceived with the five senses. Yes, 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 yes. What we've conceived in our minds, oh, come on, girl. What we've perceived in our mind, that faith takes it and shapes it and forms it and brings it into a dimension where we can discern it by the five senses. It takes on matter, atoms, molecular structures. Listen at this. Now, faith is the substance, the essence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That makes more sense for us now, doesn't it? For by it, by what? By this faith, the elders obtained a good report. a good testimony, things that you have thought about and areas of your life that you wanted to improve, listen, I want you to believe that those things will give you a good report if you will step out on faith. Because by faith, we understand the word says that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Your world as well will be framed by the words you speak. Your words have creative power. Have you taken a survey? What is it that you've been saying? Because whatever you've been saying, that's what you're experiencing. Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. You have the power. You are the power source to create what God intends for your life to be. Yes. And yeah, it's an awesome responsibility, but you can do it. I believe you can. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Listen at this portion, my beloveds, so that the things which are seen, what we see, using one of the five senses, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Yep, you can read it. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Listen at that. It's miraculous because without faith, according to Hebrews chapter 11, we skip down to verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You can seek him through prayer, my beloveds. You can take that survey. Have I walked in faith? You can take the survey. On a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the highest, as the surveyor says, when you pray, do you believe? On a scale from 1 to 5. Yes. Following from the list below, how do you pray? Do you pray once a day, twice a day? You pray so often that you cannot count them? The survey, how often do you pray? And how do you pray? On a scale from 1 to 5, do you pray believing? With 5 being the highest. The survey. Are your prayers answered? Yes or no? The survey. On a scale from 1 to 5, do you believe that you can improve your prayer life? On a scale from 1 to 5, the survey. And then additional comments. Why do you pray? Oh, yeah. I invited you to take a survey. I'm gathering responses right now so that we can analyze the results and write a report. Yes. So that we can retrospect, so that we can review the past course of actions, a period of time. Sometimes we go on a prayer and fasting for perhaps 21 days at the beginning of the year. Have you taken time to take a survey to see how effective? Retrospect. And once you retrospect, then you can prospect. Well, based on what happened with my previous prayers, I have determined that God is faithful. Oh, yeah. I have determined that I stood on the word, even when there was resistance. Any other additional comments? Yes. I'd like to add that even when I didn't feel his presence, I knew that I was not alone. Any other additional comments? Yes, I'd like to add that he healed my body. Any other additional comments on this survey? Yes, I'd like to add that he has been a mind regulator. Anything else you'd like to add to the survey? Yes, I want to add that I read about a man by the name of Enoch. I'd like to add that when I read about Enoch in the Bible, I found out that he was taken away so that he did not see death, and that he was not found because God had taken him. He was translated. He was transferred to a new place, to a new dimension. We'd like to ask again, on a scale from 1 to 5, the survey, has God ever done something for you that when you look back, you say, I don't know how I made it, but I'm in a new place now? On a scale from 1 to 5, has God changed a situation in your life that has totally enhanced your being? 1 to 5, 5 being the highest, the survey. Has God put you in a new place? Has God taken your mind and shifted it to a new place where you're now able to function at a higher level, at a higher dimension, at a higher depth and width in the things of God? 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest, the survey. On a scale from 1 to 5, have you found that when you pray, your day goes better? With 5 being the highest, the survey. Have you found that during a storm, when you take time to consult God and to ask for his peace, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest, that he gives you just what you ask for? Peace. The survey. On a scale from 1 to 5, has this peace ever passed your understanding? The survey. Yes. Oh, I hear and feel the mind ticking. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Yes, I know today, according to Mark, the 2nd chapter, today we have put new wine into new wineskins. Yes, yes, yes. It's difficult, I realize. Sometimes it's difficult to just take those steps, one step at a time. Many times we want to leap, but on a scale from 1 to 5, do you find it difficult to take one step of faith at a time? The survey. On a scale from 1 to 5, have you found that your experiences, your positive experiences, are enhanced and you're better able to receive the blessings of God when you spend time in prayer? On a scale from 1 to 5, the survey. Are there any additional comments you'd like to make? Yes. These experiences have helped me to know God on a more intimate level, on a deeper level. The survey. On a scale from 1 to 5, my beloveds, have you found that your confidence in knowing that God answers prayer increased over the past year? The survey. Have you noticed that nothing can rob you of your relationship and your inheritance with God Almighty? On a scale from 1 to 5, have you noticed that? Have you noticed keeping your mind on God and watching the path unfold before you and new doors are placed before you? And are you noticing that you have faith to walk through the doors of the kingdom of God? On a scale from 1 to 5, has your hope taken you to new levels of faith? Yeah, that's a little twist and a turn there. Because I mentioned the other day that hope is indeed the light at the end of the tunnel. Hope shows you a brighter future. Any additional comments on hope? Yes, I'd like to add that when I felt hopeless, I went to God in prayer and a light began to shine. And the word became a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Well, we want to thank you for your participation. And now, please just hit the submit button. And your data is being analyzed because guess what? Your responses have been gathered. And your responses have come unto God as a praise. It has come as a sweet prayer into his nostrils as incense. God is analyzing your responses. And I believe that he is well pleased. And guess what? He can help you. He can help you and help you to do something that you are unable to do for yourself. The survey. Oh, I know you're feeling this. I know you're discerning this. And I know that you're happy about this. Here we are, my beloveds, given an assignment to retrospect. Take time, write it out, type it out, text it out. Take time to retrospect, take a survey, and let's review of the past course of events and the period of time, even if you just look back to, say, a year and a half ago, and think about how God has been so good to you. And so good to all of us. Yes, he loves you. He's given us grace. And sometimes that grace simply comes like this. Walk this way. Make this phone call. Don't make that phone call. The survey, on a scale from 1 to 5, have you noticed in recent events that when you follow the directions and the instructions of the powerful Holy Spirit, that things are working out or worked out better for you? On a scale from 1 to 5, the survey. Have you noticed that as you're walking by faith, that you have a greater realization that God is on your side? That God is for you and not against you? Any additional comments? Yes, it has been proven that God is for me because when the whole world was against me, God stood firm with me. You're not alone, my beloved. On a scale from 1 to 5, have you found that your joy has become unspeakable and full of glory? Any additional comments? Yes, I'd like to comment on that. My joy has been so full that even when I'm in the midst of a storm, I have joy in my heart knowing that I have the presence of God with me. The survey. Is your soul filled with the fullness of God? Have you noticed that you're a compact individual? Yes or no? Have you noticed that everything you need, God has already placed it on the inside of you? Yeah. Oh, my God. The survey. Oh, wow. This has been really good. Have you noticed that faith really is the evidence of things not seen? On a scale from 1 to 5, have you thought about something and then it manifested, it demonstrated itself? faith. Step out on faith. Faith is the firm assent of the soul communicating to the divine spirit of God. Faith sets the seal on what you're thinking about and what you're hoping for. Yes, the survey. Yes, indeed. The grace of God working in your life. Oh, I want to say that I love you so much. Yes, I want to take some time today. You know, I took a survey right before we went live on the podcast today, and I said I want to take a special time and shout out to our graduates. We're so proud of you, those of you that have graduated. I want to shout out Malachi. I'm proud of you. Malachi in Atlanta. Dalea, Omaha, Nebraska. I'm proud of you, darling. Deshaun, I know you didn't graduate yet, but I know you will next year. But I want to shout out to you. This is to my nephew who just chose the college that he wants to attend next year. I'm shouting out to you, too, ahead of time. Yes, the prospect of your graduation next year. Gerard in Virginia, congratulations. Nathaniel in Maryland, I want you to continue to represent when you head to Towson University. EJ in New York, congratulations. All of my graduates, I want to say I love you, I'm proud of you, and stay focused. Don't get with the wrong crowd, stay with the right crowd. But number one, keep God first. Then we'll take a survey and we'll see how well you did. Self-care. Take care of yourselves, my beloved. Drink plenty of water. Yeah, I want to add that 9.5. Drink plenty of water. The survey. On a scale from 1 to 5, are you drinking your water? I want to shout out to my beloved sister, Rosalind Fields. I want to say hi to my Aunt Jewel today. Mother, I love you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. I want to say hi to Fran and Shelley and Margareta and Stephanie and Tony. Sheila, thank you, Sheila. I want to say hello to the Russell family. I want to say hi to my Aunt Steen. I love you. My Aunt Jewel, Aunt Rosemary, I love you. Terry, hey, I'm saying hi to you. Cynthia and Peter, mwah, sending you a big kiss. Kim, Daphne, hello. Hey, Sean, Marlon, Carolyn, Cheryl, hello. Arnold, Brian, Robert, hello. I want to shout out to my family in Omaha, Nebraska. I want to say hello to Courtney and Isaiah. Hello, Latorsha, I know you're looking fabulous. Omo, I love you, and I'm so proud of you. My sister Jewel, hello. Miss Newell, thank you. Dr. Coley, thank you. You know what I'm thanking you for. I want to say how much I love each of you. I want to shout out today, Shatoya. Keep up the good work. Keep those kids on point, those lovely children. I want to say hello to Joy in Texas, Betty in Ghana, hello, Cynthia, the beautiful island of Sardinia, Jackie, Oklahoma, hey, keep taking care of those that are less fortunate, Judy, I love you, I am saying hello to Amazing Love Fellowship International, I'm shouting out to Pastor Edwards today, Velma and Terry, thank you for your sincere and continual support. Pastor Andrea, I love you. Thanks for your help the other day. Listen, I'm shouting out to everyone that's listening to me in America, Italy, London, France, Brazil, South Africa, Trinidad, Tobago, Liberia, China, Japan. Wow. Listen, I want to also say a shout out. If I didn't call your name, I am saying now, I love you so much. Steven, Nico, Jordan, Kayla, Lauren, Tandana, I'm sending you a big hug. You know what? You're so wonderful. I love you so much. I want to shout out to Prophetess and Elder Moreland. You're doing such a great job. Thank you, Collegiate Training Institute. Oh, wow. LaDonna, thanks for that wonderful event that you had for the family. Michiko and Yuji, I love you so much. Wow. The survey. Don't be afraid to take it, because guess what? On a survey from 1 to 5, do you believe that you are supernaturally anointed by God? On a survey from 1 to 5, do you believe you're full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? On a survey from 1 to 5, do you have faith to make life-changing effects in your life and in the lives of others? I want to say right now, on a survey from 1 to 5, and this is my survey, I love you. And additional comments, you're the apple of God's eye.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.